Yeah, morning everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Wednesday, and today is always the day that the Lord has made, because it is the day of Deabomi. It is the day that we can let our hair down and also pay homage to one of Nigeria's best journalists ever. She's still alive, oh. Auntie Bumi, good morning. How are you? Yes, I think she's the only person who any program is named after, you know. You can name institutions, you can name roads. She's the only journalist that I know who a program is named after. The program is called Dear Bumi. Okay, so So-So should be around any minute from now. Any idea where she is? Is she lost? Here she comes. So-So Robia. Is it with 01? Okay. So-So Robia is here. I'm sure all of you know her. She's with Wazobia. And, okay, So-So. You've been here before. I think you've been here twice.
Yes.
With your husband.
Set up.
Even though you denied.
It's not my husband.
Both of you denied yourself.
Hello, everybody. I say hello.
And my son is here.
Okay.
It really is
David. Serious matter.
Okay, let's get down to business. Time is going in this program.
All
we don't have enough time. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. I hope you are well. Are your tea and biscuits on standby? I apologize for having not made Amala last week, but there was so much to do. Okay, let's get down to business. Dare I trust my father this time around? My jealous streak is ruining my relationship. Huh. Jealous streaks don't ruin relationships, they end it. Why is hubby suddenly getting aggressive? Okay, what if he turns me down? His affairs are public knowledge. Let's start with my jealous streak is wrong.
I know, that's the one you will start with.
Why do you know?
I know. The way you said it just now, I'm aware. Let's go ahead, please.
So you don't say this in a big man studio. This is not Popolo.
I know now. Let's go ahead.
This is the Lexus side of
meaning.
Okay, so my jealous streak is ruining my relationship by somebody called Titi Lokwe.
Okay.
Although the answer says Dear Khadija, so I'm a bit confused. But anyway, let's go down. She says, ever since I first started going out on dates, my jealousy has sent my men packing. I'm always accusing them of two-timing me, and I've even stalked one or two. I'm a one-eyed monster that is ruining my life. I have two children from two men. I've driven into other women's arms because of my anger. In my late 30s, I've now met a wonderful man, and I want our relationship to work. Help. You know, like my people say, help me.
Okay.
I think that in all honesty, all this extreme jealousy thing, it's not going to get anybody anywhere.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not going to get
anybody. I'm a very controversial somebody.
Go ahead now.
She didn't just start like this. It started from she was cheated on. Because she cannot just wake up in the morning and say, she cannot just wake up in the morning and say, I want to, you know, be jealous.
No.
She must have trusted before, and that trust was broken.
So I disagree a bit, because in some cases, not in all, but in some cases, it's a character trait that hadn't been rectified from childhood. No, there are some people who are just jealous naturally. But with professional help, you can work on it.
Okay.
Because it's not going to get you anywhere.
No, actually, it's not going to get her anywhere.
It's not going to get you anywhere. I don't see why would you have trust issues?
Ah.
But you see, the funny thing is that most of them, again, if you tell them, they don't know that it's something they can correct. First of all, they tell you they don't have stress issues. And we start picking these things one by one.
And some of them don't even recognize that they have trust issues.
Trust issues, yes.
They don't recognize. So by the time they now recognize that, to trust somebody is actually an issue.
And let me say, it's both male and female. Oh.
Yes, so.
I have a friend who would call his wife. His own wife, and would be saying something to the effect that, where are you? I'm with so-so. Give her the phone. I've been wanting to greet her all this while.
Imagine.
Yeah, and it starts slowly like that until it comes to, where are you? I've had women face all kind of things. You come back from work, your man is fiddling with you to see if you've done anything. The mugu not going to say, they show sign, you not get meter.
No, not get meter, actually.
Oh, so you're confirming, say,
no, it's just actual.
I think both sexes, really, it can become such an irritation that if care is not taken. So I would advise her in the first instance to go for counseling.
One.
We shouldn't run away from these things when we have. Go for counseling and it can be handled.
Yes.
I did a subject on it once, years back. And I was told that it can easily be handled. It's like an obsession.
Yes, and she should also talk to her partner.
To let him know.
She should tell him that this is what she's actually battling with.
You know, once that is said, once that is said, you've broken the ice.
How?
If you tell your partner that, come, what is his name now? I don't want to use my
David.
Come, Ratata.
David. Come, David.
I can use any name.
Okay, right, come, now. Uncle Jimmy.
How can you be calling your this Uncle Jimmy? So his name is Rat. So you call him, come Rat. come Rat. I have this disposition, and I'm working on it. Because when you say that, then that guy knows what the problem is and then can help you.
Yes. Yes. Because if you don't make him understand or make her understand, they will not understand you. They will be repelled.
Seriously.
So it's better you tell the person, see what I'm battling with, too. I need your help. So now if the person actually wants that relationship to work, the person on his or her own part will do his or his own part by, being...
No, but so there's no issue again.
There's no issue, but sometimes...
once you start...
People are not transparent in some things that they do. But when I know that this person has trust issues, I like this person. Okay, I will now become me on my own part. Now I will now become, a bit transparent.
When I was in uni, there was a friend of ours who dated an infomaniac, and they both handled it. Yes, she had serious, nymphomania, but he handled it because he knew what it was, he handled it. Yes, I remember way back then.
That's true. Okay.
But what about this one now? This is Awawu. That's my great grandmother's name.
Hawawu,
my great grandmother's name.
Say Hawa.
Is it Hawawu?
Hawawu.
But it's A-W-A-W-U. I don't have an H factor.
Okay, you don't have an H factor.
I don't have an H factor. Don't tell me to pronounce A-W-A-W-U.
Oh, yeah. Pronounce it the way you saw it there. Awawu. Oh, yeah, let's go.
I'll come and be adding AH. I'll be adding AH to everything.
Sorry,
that I say.
Sorry. I just said pronounce.
If I want to call Hadi, I'll be saying Hadi.
Hadi. But it's a nice. It says.
H factor.
Hadi.
If I was going to call you in, I will call you who. But what's your real name, though? So Libya is your radio name.
Yeah.
What's your real name?
Cynthia.
I will call you Hasintia.
Hasintia.
Asintia Ratata.
Stop now. Let's look into the paper.
Awawu says that my husband and I have been married for close to 15 years and I love him. He loves me too. In his own way. And he's a good father to the children.
Yeah.
Once you tell me a man is a good father to the children, I'm sold. I am sold.
He can be a good father. He can be a good husband. You cannot be a good friend.
No, he has to be, in most cases...
You can be a good father, I repeat,
yes,
you may not be a good husband. You may not be a good friend.
But once he's a good father, he's crossed one Rubicon.
So why are you not saying soul? Is it only father that he's supposed to be? He's supposed to be husband. He's supposed to be friend.
Well, our lines are on 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Let me put the question to you directly. If a man is said to be a good father, hasn't he crossed the first Rubicon? I know that he might not, but the woman should be able to bear the rest. If a man takes so much good care of your children,
then you,
nobody ticks all the boxes.
You, the woman giving birth to the children, they won't take care of you. Then when you need a friend, what is the use of marriage? What's the reason you got married?
What is your definition?
Companionship, Robiso. You married, you should be able to marry your friend. Or you should, even if it's not your friend, you married. When you become husband or wife, you become friends.
It's better than your friend.
Ha. Are we talking about marriage, yeah?
Yeah, that is not...
Please, what's the phone line again, please? Call that line out so that people can comment.
You,
I don't know why you this is a plan. You purposely brought me here to fire shots.
I will see what I want to say.
I know you.
He is not your friend. He is under your guard. Gummy. Is it good to gum a husband?
See, is it trouble? God in heaven. Is he husband? He's a colleague.
Which kind of colleague?
He's a colleague. A professional.
For 15 years
colleague.
Of being colleague?
He's a professional colleague.
I mean, I like that kind of colleague.
It's good guy and get one, no?
Okay, so my husband and I have been married for close to 15 years and I love him. He loves, put the this in so that, thank you. He loves me too, in his own way, and he's a good father to children. Recently, his love has turned into vicious jealousy. Uh-huh. Here we go again. He believes I've always indulged in secret affairs and has compiled a list of suspects, which includes my former boss, a friend's husband, and my new boss. Why has this man done this now?
You see now why I buttress the fact that he may be a good father.
Wait, you haven't read
you don't need to hear anything again. They are not friends. If they are friends, you will not...
But is she not the one who said with her own mouth, well, she used her pen to say it, with her own mouth, she said that she loves him and he loves me too.
Good. So what is the problem? Let me tell you something. When you marry your friend, when you marry your friend, you can tell or can... There are a lot of things that you are privy to, you benefit from. So now, there's no need you checking my boss or my colleague or when you know me and you know that there are some boundaries that I will not cross. And can even tease me with it. You can even play with me with it. You can even, while we're GC, I say, come, this guy, Waka, I don't understand, though. You make her understand as being a friend.
But this one gets come out. It gets come out. So, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, his love has turned into jealousy and he believes all that. Now he is resorting to violence. He's threatening to maim me if I don't confess to all these trumped up affairs. And the children are getting a bit frightened of him. The last straw was when he recently grabbed me by the throat.
Sam.
Because I was dancing so seductively at an outdoor party. Why would you be dancing seductively?
I want to support that. But
so she says that I'm thinking of leaving him as I don't want to lose my life or limbs because of a crime I'm not guilty of. But he said he will kill the two of us if he tried to leave. Benny, if you want to leave me, I will kill you and kill myself.
Hi.
Oh yes. Well, I did.
Serious one.
I think this would need counseling for the guy. In fact,
for the two of them.
But what could have triggered this?
Like I said, there is no communication.
And no.
I will still repeat it.
Wait. This guy has become a loose nut. You see, the problem we have is that everybody thinks that the only person who has quote and unquote mental issues is Nawiri. We then go carry good traditional home, they flog him every morning. No, there are various There is something that would have triggered this.
Thank you. Now, what me?
Even though the woman is not confessing, she did not say whether she herself had a boyfriend.
She's not. So there is a lot of things in between that have been said, and that is why he's pressuring her to agree or to admit.
Should the woman leave the man?
It has come to the point where life is threatened.
So, I wish Mrs.
You who run away, live to fight another day. So, you have children. Don't go and say you are Hulk Hogan or Jackie Chan and remain there. Because at the end of the day, if your life is lost, it's just one life you have. So,
and it's sad though, because she apparently still loves him.
Yes.
But what I would say is this. I think if, in case she's hearing or there are similar cases, you probably want to start by, if you don't have a good family structure, then you probably want to drag him politely down to this Lagos State domestic violence, so they can then gently tell him and lead him to counseling, because theirs is not just to go and arrest people who did it. They also do, incidentally, we are going to start our interaction with them again once a month at the end of this month.
Again, who is his friend? Who does he listen to? Who does he?
She would know.
So,
if it wasn't that women, understandably, are always afraid of going to talk to their in-laws about things like this before they will start saying, "You go talk to people, yeah, we know." Now, when he can't start with you, now this one start to. If families would cooperate, because he needs counseling.
Yes, he does actually.
He might even need one or two injections to put him to sleep to calm him down. Shook him so that he sleeps. Make him sleep small.
Is that a better case yet?
Pick one of the calls. None yet. Maybe they might need to give an injection. It's 9:20, so we can quickly go through this. This is Louise. Louise says, "What if he turns me down? What does Louise mean?" Louise is saying that since my divorce 8 years ago, I haven't had another relationship. Chineke, 8 years. Without a man.
Continue reading now.
I will read in installments. This is chapter 1, verse 1. She says that she has not had a man for 8 years.
Is it Louise a female or male?
Go and ask if she can go. That's a nasty joke. Anyway, before we go any further, I get myself into trouble. She says that recently I met a man I like. But I'm not sure he's interested in me. The man who does look and come out high. And he says, it's quite flirty, but I can't tell if that's just his manner or if he genuinely finds me attractive. It's been so long since I've dated, 8 years, anyone, and I'm not sure what to do now. When you get to the bridge, you will cross it.
She's at the bridge now.
Nobody gets to the waterfront, sees a bridge to go to the other
side. She's at the bridge now. That's why she's asking you, what does I do?
She should go on song.
Okay.
She says that, and I'm not sure what to do. Do you think I should ask him out, or do I sit back and wait for him? You can wait for him forever. Because he might even like you, but he might be afraid to say, hey.
She should ask him. This woman, advance.
What kind of advance? What are the signs?
She should get to know him.
No, if she's already, let's say, for example, she probably knows him so much, and they probably are friends of some sort. What is the best way to approach a man if you like him?
Invite him to dinner.
And tell him that, can you please come over to come and eat?
Then when you invite him...
But we need two other options.
Okay. You invite him
in
over.
In case the woman can cook.
She takes him out.
Oh, she takes him out. Okay, go.
Bill. If she's the one cooking, fine. If she's not the one, take him out.
Listen, I wish I knew this thing you are saying. Talking about 40 years ago.
Bill.
I know why. Why are you laughing?
Then when
He should be learning from this. He's laughing at me.
Then when they are there, she should make sure that the environment is, conducive enough for her to talk. And let her express herself.
And tell that
I like you, David.
David.
In short, since the day
it's recorded,
I met you. I've come to understand your kind of personality, and I think I would like to have you along a journey with me.
This one don't become manifesto. You don't have to go buy those books for Yaba. In the Garden of Love, we have birds are singing.
You did not read Mills and Bones.
How can I read Mills and Bones? I was reading Chase. I like you, David.
What is that other magazine? No. Okay. I will not give credit to them, but they too were.
I like you, David, and I would like you to go on this journey with me. Go
yes.
Ask you, where are you going? I'm going
on a love journey of life that involves me and you in a love.
But the one thing I like though about what you said, you know, to get a bit serious, is that there's nothing wrong in a woman making the first move.
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong. Okay, we have just a minute more. Mm. Making the first move.
Okay.
I wonder how, when we open up our lines, I want a man to tell me how they would feel if a woman approached them. And please don't ask me. But let's give it up.
I like you. Before we go for the break, or after we come back for the break, tell them how you felt when I told you I like you.
I was afraid. Now that you jumped through the window. We're going to take a short break and I'll be right back. Sorry, I'm coming up. I'm coming up with a serious cold, you know. Sorry?
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we think that in the case of Luis, you should just go and talk to him. The world is changing. It's a free world. It doesn't make you less a woman. Mm-mm. You know, if you like a guy.
Yeah.
But if he turns you down, shall?
There's nothing wrong.
It not go pain.
There's not. It might, but I mean, at least you've gotten it off. You've
off
cleared
your chest.
That.
Yeah, you're no longer guessing.
So you have focus.
Because if he say he not do, if it go pain, no.
He go pain. Definitely, but that's not the end of the world now. She will remove her eye from there and focus other places.
Okay, so we'll go to... Let's pick that call, Oga.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello,
yes.
This is Mrs. Oboli.
Yes, Mrs. Oboli, good morning. How are you?
I want to thank you and Sister Robia for making me relax this morning. I've really been not being myself, Uncle Jimmy.
What's the problem?
Okay. Uncle Jimmy, you should now see.
Eh?
And you have a special child and you don't know what the child will eat the next minute. Where do you go from there? Let me comment on what you're talking about.
Okay.
Do you even know where it is? Okay. When you started, you said flirting, yeah. Flirting can be in two ways. If she's sure, the woman in question, if she's sure that the man flirting with her is not really going to flirt with another person, she can make the first move. There's nothing wrong in making the first move. Not really toasting per se. Like, I met my husband in the church and I saw him. I fell in love with him in the drama group. So I just invited him to a cafe. And to the glory of God, we're 17 years now. So
oh, you were the one, you told Mr. Uboli, you invited him to a cafe.
Yes,
where he's gone for a cup of tea and a meat pie.
Yes, sir.
And Ingrid.
17 years down the line.
Let's learn from you. You have an experience to share. Say, when you approached him and you took him to the cafe, who paid?
I paid, Uncle Jimmy.
You paid. Wait now, calm down. You paid. Then how did you tell him?
Mm-hmm.
We were just discussing about the drama group where we belong to in the church generally. Mm-hmm. One thing led to another. We have four kids now. And
you
17
know,
years down the line.
Wait, don't keep going to 17, Jare. So from the cafe, where did you go? I'm asking an innocent question. Did you go to the bus stop?
After what?
After the cafe, where did you go?
How did you move before 17 years
Jimmy,
down the line?
Should I start saying that on one thing led to another?
Give one thing. One thing
left. Put tin in it and.
No. Let us say surrender that day. Oh, fall.
So Sorobia.
All right.
Ma.
And the I'm one of the nurse facilitators that came for RAS program.
Ah, no, don't waste that time. Yeah, go to our program.
Okay.
Next caller,
right.
Please.
All right.
Go visit.
What is your problem, Uncle Jim? Let me talk to my people.
No, this is not a campaign ground.
That's all right.
Go to the appeal court.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Gabriel, you are calling you from Lekki.
Yes, Mr. Gabriel.
Okudimi, I'm not any woman or any lady that want to do that. Go to a guy and tell him how she feel about. I'm not discouraging whoever that is doing that. But Uncle Jimmy, for me, if any lady come to me and tell me that.
If not correct me, Bunko, he lost it. Well, he has said for him.
Mm. Everybody has their own opinion, Sha.
Okay, let's go to this one, Joke. Joke said that my husband and I met at the university.
So before we enter this one, so she should go to him, Abi?
Yeah, you said so now.
Uh-huh. So my auntie, what's her name?
Which one is it now?
Louise. Woman up. Take him out for dinner. Nice place. You can cook or you can take him out and tell him. Express yourself.
Excuse me. I usually like a faster route to a place. They say the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Is it not better for her to cook at home?
What if she can't cook now? You want her to fall her hand on the first date. First impression matters now.
No, you can order food at home so that the place is a bit.
What
more.
If you don't want the home? Where you are staying is not a conducive, atmosphere for.
You can take him. You can tell him that let's go for the kini now.
Next, this table, please.
Okay. Joke says, my husband and I met at the university and we've been married for 15 years.
Wow.
Everybody today is 15 years.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married for? 15
years. I don't know.
You told me 15 years. He's a very successful businessman and I am a qualified accountant and hold a very high position in the firm of accountants I work for. Two of them, big babe, big boy, you know. What Nigerian husband is perfect? None except Ratata.
Can we just continue reading?
No, I'm just giving an example.
There's no example. Why don't you say what about you?
Can't you use yourself as an example?
But still use a third person.
I cannot give an example of myself.
But you can give an example of somebody you don't know.
What do you mean? I don't know.
Is he married?
He's married now. Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah.
That's what he told me.
Fire down.
Said married. He said yes, and so he says, "What Nigerian husband is perfect?"
Okay.
And I said, "Ratata is." But my husband has never openly flaunted his relationship, and I've always observed the "see no evil, hear no evil" doctrine in my marriage. Therefore, I would say categorically that her husband is a submarine. You don't go see him. You know, submarine gets all kinds of bomb and gun. But until he surface, I give him.
She knows now. It's not any Baba anything. It's just because she has adopted the see no evil.
She said that she adopted the see no evil, hear no evil.
It's not as if she's not aware of it.
She said my husband has never openly flaunted his relationship.
But how does she know he has relationship? If she's telling you I'm adopting see no evil, hear no evil.
Take out your telephone and call Joke.
She know.
Anyway, she says that, she said that, however, an incident happened recently that completely blew my mind. As I breezed into the office one morning, everybody in the main office kept quiet and looked surreptitiously at me. You know, you enter the place, everybody is in hot stones or looking for the one where we are caught through, where they look for true lace, where you won't tie, you know, that kind of thing. It was a bit embarrassing as most of the junior officers used to compliment me on the clothes I wore or anything they thought would flatter me. It was all harmless fun. As soon as I settled in, I called one of the workers I was really close to. She knew why I might have called and quietly placed a photocopy of a juicy news item about my husband and his girlfriends on my table. It was from one of the rack sheets, not these rack sheets that you have poking their noses into other people's businesses. He did this, this, that. Everyone had a copy, she told me solemnly. I got hotter and hotter as I read the story. Like I said, my husband is no saint, but the lurid details of his escapades were most embarrassing indeed. They were lying against the man. He was his enemies. They were not happy with him. He was his enemies. They now hired the devil
to come and and he now fell. I see.
He denied the allegations as I knew he would. Yes, now you must deny to the last. Never fall on your sword.
Okay.
And he said nobody took the lax seriously these days and that I should simply ignore anything they wrote. But I knew about one of the girls the article referred to. He is the least of my problems, but how do I handle the workers in my office so that they will stop pitying me? What kind of nonsense is this? You go your way and mind your business.
Ataya,
what do you want to do
don't
for them?
Don't show any...
You want to give them money to... No.
Don't show any emotion.
Emotions.
Do as
dress,
if,
dress
act,
well.
Act as if nothing happened. Since dress. You have used the see no evil, hear no evil card before, still play the card. See no evil, hear no evil.
But women say that that thing can pain.
No, it's actually painful.
Have you... I don't want any wahala like this morning now.
Fight now.
Eh?
Sorrow.
No.
Say so you're fond of pulling this, out.
This one where you don't add Yoruba put for the thing again.
I'm waiting for you.
No, I will not ask you that one again. I've changed my mind.
Well, she should just.
What should she do?
Act normal.
But isn't it funny that she's not even bothered about the husband? She's bothered more about the workers.
Yeah, because
and
I'm
isn't
sure
that a bit vain?
She has dealt with that kind of thing before. She has dealt and passed on, passed it, past that level.
Do you think she will leave the man, though?
She might not, too.
Do you think she will do so likewise? What a man can do, a woman can do better.
It's not all that do that. But...
I was not talking
gradually.
About
you. I just asking, said it's not all. You asked a question, Aokujimi. Why are you always taking shots at me now?
I was not. Hey. It looks as if I'm victimizing you.
You are. Every statement you've made here today.
I was just.
You have extrayed me.
I was just trying to. Okay. Okay. Can we skip it and move to the next one?
Tell yourself.
Yes.
Tell yourself that word now. That statement now. Repeat it.
To myself.
Yeah.
Which statement?
The one you just made that, can we skip it?
Which one?
No, the one you say, can we skip it and move to the next one? Say it again.
No.
You
one?
Said
is
it.
Is it the one of Titi Lope or the one of...
Uncle why Jimmy is, now. You said, can we skip it and move? You said something like that, true or false?
I don't remember. My memory
it's all right.
is... I don't remember.
All right, let me say short. It to you. Can we skip it and move to the next? Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's all you wanted to say, that you were perambulating?
Yes, sir.
See if I have a call. 0700-993-993-0146-571-90.
People are enjoying your drama. I don't want to disturb you.
I like self-respect. You understand? Even between you and your children, between you and your parents, if you respect yourself first, I like people who can stand on their own. Going back again to this jealousy something. Even for a man must be able to stand and even though you go to burn him for in Shokoto, but you keep a straight face or what the Oyibos would call stiff upper lip. I have a call.
Yeah, you
about four
self.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning. Good. Who's calling?
Yes, my name is Ken from Agbadu.
Okay, go on. Go when is that from Agbadu? I don't want any problem.
So you have a question. If a woman asks me to go out with her or something like that,
yes,
I believe I'm assured enough to accept or not. I'll look at her, how she dresses, how she appears, and so many things will tell me whether I should continue. What if she's a normal and natural someone and I like her? I will not give her a yes. And if I turn her down too, I will not look down on her. Because she has fulfilled what she has been having in her mind. So I will not look down on her.
But nothing's spoiled now. Yes.
Nothing's spoiled.
Nothing's spoiled.
If I go to a woman, she can as well come to me. At least she's saw something in me before she's coming, so I will not look down on her. And I will not even campaign to other people that this is what she did and so on like that.
What's the big deal?
So even if I take her out naturally, maybe sometime later, I may also have that interest and will continue. And I will not.
But let me say you can't grill finish. When they give you put one meat for plate, you go say, after all, you are the one who came to me.
No. Let me just tell you.
I'm just saying.
Let me just tell you. My wife, I got her through someone. And all the
wait.
Yeah.
That one, the person we get her to, my supplier or waiting him be.
No, you know, you can miss a friend from a friend like that and things like that. So unfortunately, today, I'm remembering her. 11 years that she left this world.
So may her soul rest in peace. Let's leave it at
all
that.
All the while I've stayed for about 16, 17 years, I have never said I met you through this person and so on. We were all together and all was going well with us. So
if
you want to come to me in that way, I will not look down on her.
Thank you. Right, let's go to this one. What's the time? 9:44. It says, "Dare I trust my father this time around? My parents split up when I was 3 years old, and my dad moved back to his hometown. We were in Lagos. They split up. Man carried his bag and baggage and moved to Warri. He would turn up. What is it now?
Nothing, sir. Fire.
Is it not Warri that he went?
Fire down now.
Is it because you are from Warri? You think I said to
Could you be? Let us leave this microphone today.
I'm going to go out to the back door. He would turn up from time to see us, but then he'd disappear again, sometimes for months, sometimes for years. It made me sad, especially when I got married 5 years ago and I have 2 children of my own. My husband is a responsible provider and loves his children. There's always that economic side that is generous. He's this and that.
Nobody will say he doesn't provide now.
They won't talk about whether he's going to the upper room or in the other room, but it's always about he's a good, what did you call him now? Is he an irresponsible provider? Is it not just the money that the woman wants?
No.
Make it just drop.
Calm down. You're starting an engine,
No, I'm not starting an engine. I will start an NGO very soon. So anyway, it made me sad, especially when I got married. My husband is a responsible provider and loves his children. Recently, I got a message from a relative of my dad saying my dad, loved me and would like to get to know me and my new family. I got a message from a relative of my dad, saying that is the dad, loved me, not me, loved the
lady in question, and would like
to get to know me and my new family.
Okay,
having him in my life would be good for me and the children, but I'd be devastated if he did a runner again. I want to trust him, but I'm scared he will break my heart if he visited and then disappeared again. He won't. The problem he has is with your mom.
That means they didn't really have a relationship.
Yes, she said the man left Omeho. He ran away when she was 3.
Yeah,
and that occasionally, you see, for him to come back occasionally means that I'm sure the woman, God bless me, oh God, you see, I'm just making an innocent decision. I'm sure the woman is probably some kind of troublesome woman who every time he comes, so it takes a while for him to come back.
No, now.
Maybe you know they give him food chop or
something
like that.
No, now. Maybe they don't. Maybe the man self get the problem. Uncle Jimmy. For him not to be able to stay with the wife.
If not that I had another 10 minutes. Visit.
What other 10 minutes?
I would have just thrown in music.
Which you know what you have started, sir. You know.
But okay. I believe, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the Ada of your family? Are you the first? Men love their daughters like
definitely.
Mad. Like
definitely.
Crazy.
That one is not...
And daughters also love their... My daughter always says, in the presence of the husband, that my daddy was my first boyfriend.
Yes,
ma'am. My boyfriend.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't have a relationship with my mom until my dad passed.
You was always with your dad?
Yes.
And all of you were living together?
Yes.
Hey, because he was giving you extra meat now?
No, not that, but he was more welcoming, he was more calmer, you know. He just understood me, Sha.
And your mom didn't understand you?
I didn't have a relationship with my mom until my dad passed. It was when he died. I was an adult already. Was when even some of her sisters now came to appeal to me not to leave her. It now dawned on me that, so I never really had a relationship with my mom. So consciously, I started trying to, you know. So for this case now.
I think that what my gut feeling tells me, my inner feeling, then when it's a pity I don't have time to throw some things on the ground.
Which things you want to throw on the ground again?
No, before I put my goat skin.
Yeah, that's what there is.
So because I am almost sure that this man loves the girl.
Loves his daughter.
Yes, his daughter.
Not the daughter.
Loves the daughter, and the woman must have been troublesome. Those women.
No.
Women like so.
We don't know what the problem was between her, her mother, and the father.
But he was always coming back sometimes.
Hey, you know that sometimes men we stray, and come back and stray again and come
are we
back.
Goats?
But most times,
I feel it's
people push stray. Sorry,
I feel it's something.
I'm not throwing.
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
A goat.
But I believe, all honesty, she should give him a chance.
Let us quickly pick two.
Him.
Let's pick two calls here because 9:50. What's up, Lagos? We'll be here in a minute. Part of it is because, you know, I'm always afraid wherever you are.
Hey, good. We're good.
Hello. Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
This laughter plenty.
Yeah, we are.
This is Pastor calling from Orilegum.
But it didn't even sound like you.
I did it deliberately because you are only doing as if you know me finish.
I know you finished now, Pastor Ladiko from Orilegum.
Uncle Jimmy.
Your take.
Yes, it is my take on this. It is
my take. That's how you reason my take.
Wrong for a woman to talk to a man.
Yeah.
It depends on the man's mentality and understanding.
Yes.
That is the way I see. And even there won't be any reason or any need for the man to make reference to such thereafter.
We would like to lead by example. When you and Yayat got together, were you the one who made the move or was he the one who made the move?
Uncle Jimmy, let's leave the rest.
Oh,
he said what?
He said, let's leave it.
How can we leave it?
He said, let's leave it, Uncle Jimmy, let's leave it.
Now, God has been
confused. Uncle Jimmy, let's leave it. They know you.
I've left it.
Call out of the masses. You see, you hit your chest very well, though.
No, my chest is on fire. Okay, 5:22. Let's take just one more call. And I need to run away from here. Hello, good morning.
So they want you to run away
from
here.
They want me to run away from here.
That's why they don't want to talk.
Nine is 9:53. Okay. So we got to go. So we have the call. Okay, very quickly. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you? What's the name?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Quickly, please. We have less than a
minute. This is Mr. John speaking from Marwa.
Okay, Mr. John from Marwa.
I'm in a similar situation about that man that have a daughter and is no longer with a woman.
Yes.
But I still love my daughter.
Yes.
But I went away because of the circumstances where my life has been threatened severally, and I was telling the family to look into the issue, and they were all playing with the whole issue. Until a day, the brother came to the house and met this woman, almost stabbing me with a knife.
Ah.
So I have to go away for my life.
We thank God for your life.
So, and I still pay the school fee for my daughter.
Good.
I still send her feeding money.
Good.
But I hardly visit.
Yes.
So, I do take her sometimes in a, for a function, and we are no longer with the mother.
Che, has somebody replaced... Wait, Oga. Has somebody replaced the mother now?
Sir?
Has somebody replaced the mother? Do you have another one?
Yes, of course, Uncle Jimmy.
How many?
I am married now.
Oh,
I am
married.
I am fully married. I'm married to another woman with two kids now.
Oh, okay. All right, we got to go. So we got to go. We got to rush out.
All right.
I'll be back again tomorrow, God willing. I'll see you then. Bye.